Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
There's two men on the front of pretty much every paper this morning, and that is DJ Carey and Conor McGregor. So we'll start off with DJ Carey. He's on the front of the Irish Daily Star. DJ guilty of all charges. Former hurling superstar DJ Carey pleaded guilty to scamming people out of money to treat non-existent cancer. And they have a photograph of the 54-year-old former Kilkenny hurler going viral in a picture with what appears to be a phone charger cable up his nose, stuck with a plaster, tricking people into paying a cash for years. DJ Carey pleading guilty to that. The Irish Sun, DJ, I'm guilty of cancer con. Then we have the Irish Independent. They have an interview with a prominent businessman who said he gave DJ Carey €10,000 and is shocked by the news and just wanted to help when the former Kilkenny hurler said he needed cancer treatment. This is Noel Tynan, who's one of 13 people who Carey pleaded guilty to approaching for money after faking a cancer diagnosis. Noel Tynan says, I felt sorry for him. It's also the front of the Irish Examiner as well. Carey admits to duping many with cancer hoax. He's admitted falsely claiming he had cancer and defrauding people into paying him money for his treatment. One of his victims was billionaire businessman Dennis O'Brien, the Dublin Circuit Criminal Court heard yesterday. And of course, DJ Carey was due to stand trial, but his legal team said, we don't need a jury because DJ Carey's pleading guilty. So that's lots of coverage of DJ Carey in the papers. Also lots of coverage of Conor McGregor. The Irish Examiner says the Court of Appeal is to refer for consideration of possible perjury material that was to be included in Conor McGregor's application to hear fresh evidence in his attempt to overturn a civil jury finding of assault. The Irish Daily Mail says Conor McGregor could face up to 10 years in prison after allegations of perjury were referred by a court to the Director of Public Prosecutions. And the Irish Daily Mirror says statements by a couple who claimed they saw Nikita Hand being assaulted by her then partner are going to be examined by the DPP. Samantha O'Reilly and Stephen Cummins were due to give new evidence as part of Conor McGregor's civil case, but those claims were withdrawn on Tuesday. Elsewhere on the front pages, Gaza, of course, never far from the headlines. Irish Times, Gaza death toll hits 57,000 amid ceasefire hopes. Just a frightening figure. The death toll in Gaza passed 57,000 yesterday as reports of a potential new ceasefire agreement remained unclear. Donald Trump has said we're about to get a ceasefire for 60 days, but we still don't know where we are with that. But Gaza's health authorities say that we passed the 57,000 mark yesterday in the enclave there. And just to give you what the British papers are covering, it's all about Rachel Reeves. I don't know if you saw the Chancellor crying in the House of Commons yesterday, but the Daily Telegraph says that Rachel Reeves, essentially by crying, has triggered a £3 billion market sell-off yesterday after Prime Minister's questions. So she was seen wiping away tears as Keir Starmer raised doubts about her future by failing to confirm she'd stay in her role. And this led to an increase in UK borrowing costs, with the effective interest rate on 10-year government debt rising faster than any time since Liz Truss was Prime Minister. Hard to remember a more chaotic time in the House of Commons, particularly when the government has such a majority. Sometimes, though, too much of a majority can be a dangerous thing. Inside the papers, big report out today from the ESRI into gambling and free bets. And offering free bets leads gamblers to spend more, lose more, and pushes them to making bad decisions. So the ESRI said those at risk of problem gambling are more susceptible to the inducements offered by gambling companies, like you see the whole time, free bets, money-back guarantees, and they experience significantly more harm from their exposure to them. So the ESRI say our findings imply that gambling offers aren't merely marketing tools, but they pose a real risk of financial harm, particularly to vulnerable groups, aka those who are more likely to become gambling addicts. Irish people are very rich. I don't know how rich you feel this morning, but people in Ireland, according to the Irish Independent, are among the richest in Europe and were wealthier than the Germans, the French and the British. The reason why really we're so wealthy is the value of our property. Surging property prices have ensured that the average Irish adult is now 30% richer than British people, according to a report from Unio Wealth Management. And it's despite the fact that middle-income people here feel financially stressed. Average net wealth has been calculated at €323,000. So if you're waking up this morning feeling like you're kind of tight for money, apparently you're worth €300,000. And we were worth €140,000 back in 2013. Now, many people would argue that they're barely managing financially, yet Ireland ranks second among the EU's wealthiest nations, just after Luxembourg. They're the richest in Luxembourg, and then it is us. And Unio used data from the European Central Bank, Eurostat and other organisations to arrive at their conclusions. They do acknowledge that Irish people don't feel wealthy, but actually they are. We're the wealthiest essentially in the EU after Luxembourg. We're also the funniest people in the world, according to the Mail, or one of the funniest people. So a survey of 6,000 people across 30 countries found Irish people were the third funniest on the planet. Now, the funniest nation is the Czech Republic, followed by Portugal. I've been to Portugal a couple of times. I didn't find them that hilarious now, to be honest. And then Ireland is in third. Belgians are in fourth, followed by people from Chile, then Greece, Australia, Poland, Denmark and Hungary. And spare a thought for people across the water in the UK. They're only the 18th funniest, below Australia, France and on par with Canada. This is research carried out by Remitly, and the Irish are third funniest in the world, apparently. Interesting survey in The Sun this morning, I see, about annoying noises, and a constantly yapping dog or neighbours hammering and drilling are among the most stressful noises people go through. That's a survey that's in The Sun. I would argue, maybe it's because I live in an estate, the noise of a power washer, particularly neighbours who decide to do power washing at about 7 o'clock on a Saturday morning, is a pretty annoying noise. Also, the noise of an electric lawnmower, pretty annoying too. And a flag hitting off a pole on a windy night. But they don't make the survey. The survey is dogs yapping and neighbours hammering and drilling, apparently. Final story for you comes from the Irish Sun, because there's a very famous house up for sale, familiar to millions of people, and you can buy it for about €250,000. We're talking about Gavin and Stacey here. Now, it's not Stacey's mother's house. It's the house next door that was lived in by Doris, who's kind of this flirty older neighbour who lived there. That house is up for sale. It's a two-bed mid-terrace property, which is on the market for €255,000. Now, I think you'll be plagued with fans standing outside your house looking for selfies, but if you're looking for a bargain, on Barry Island.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.